Just pray that it doesn't disconnect.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I give you my peace, and let us start with an opening prayer. Father of love, we bow before you, and we are thankful that we can, as a team, come before you this evening hour and start this year's meetings off with you, Jesus, and HS. Many things have transpired over the past few months. We closed out last year. We have started a new year. And what we seek, Father, is your grace and your guidance and your word to guide us to help complete this task. There are many of our family members and friends who are suffering in health issues. We know, Father, many are offering prayers up to you. We pray that you will intercede when the time is right and you will grant them what they need to heal up. There are also secret desires that rest on the hearts of those that encircle us right now. We pray that you will give ear when the time is right and give answers when you feel it's appropriate. Grant all of us, Father, strength. Grant us all wisdom and honesty so that we may see ourselves as you see us and that we can make the changes that are needed to be better people, better children for you, that we may become better guardians, better examples of faith as children of yours. Provide your peace now over this evening hour. If there is anything bothering somebody, we ask that it is removed now and that they can all concentrate on that which you've prepared for them and we have prepared for them too. And we look forward, Father, to this evening hour and we seek your blessings. We seek your love and joy. And we thank you for all that you provide. And according to what we ask and in your name we pray, please hear us. Amen. All right. I would like to continue with the meditation sessions that we did in October and November. So if everybody would close their eyes, we'll start off a small meditation session. Everyone get into the center of your mind. Take deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth if you've forgotten how to do that. I would ask that everybody's already grounded before you come to the meeting, that you already have centered yourself in your mind so that we can just step into what we have prepared this evening. Father has created a table in the center of his throne room. All of us should meet there now. And we are all invited to take a seat in a chair at this table. Take a deep breath and focus. We should be able to feel each other around each other there sitting at the table. Father is actually on the inside of the table. It is shaped like a big donut with a hole. His wish is to now put his hand on each of our heads one at a time and provide a blessing for us to start off the new year. Take a deep breath. He will place his hand on your head. He is starting with Atmos. And in the meanwhile, he's doing that to Atmos, he also has his hand on Danielle. These blessings are for your tasks, for you as a guardian and a support. But he will also lay into you what you need for your faith. Take a deep breath, tranquility. And Tom, Father places his hand on you. Perhaps you can hear him. Most assuredly, you can feel him. In the meantime, while you're sitting there waiting for Father to come around, you can fill yourself back up with Father's energy. I also wanted to bring to your attention that we're going to also ground our sixth chakra to Father's throne with the seventh. I was having a conversation with Starlight, and she said, well, isn't the sixth chakra spiritual? I said, yes. She said, then wouldn't we want to also ground that to Father because he's in that side of spiritualness? And I said, that's a great idea. So from this point forward, six and seven should be grounded to Father, his chair, his throne. He told me he's going to have to get a bigger throne now because we're all attaching to it. That also goes for the spouses too. The Trisus, he now puts his hand on you. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Q and Cindy, Father places his hand on you. Take a deep breath, Aquos and Helen. Father places his hand on you too. Everyone take a big deep breath. Many blessings. Father is giving us a lot of joy in these moments with him. We are all worn out and saddened by different things that took place last year. Take a deep breath. Fred and Kathy, Father places his hand on you too now. If you have children, Father is also going to extend this blessing into your children. It's a complimentary bonus for attending the meeting tonight. Father likes to spoil us. Take a deep breath, Nuke and Lauren. He puts his hands on you now. Do not see the Kantasanos here, so Father is going to send Jesus to extend his blessing to them. Father is now raising his hands above all of us, and he is giving us all peace. any shining light into our sixth chakras so that we can pay attention this evening. He said, no wandering off. Focus, people. There is much to be taught this evening. When you're ready, focus your attention behind your eyes and open them. That was nice. And we will do something like this at the beginning of every meeting. I met with Father yesterday, and this is what he had to share with us. Father said, Happy New Year, my dear children. Let us start out this year on a positive foot of strength and joy. We move forward in this year's watchword. 1 Peter 3, chapters 8 through 9. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. This is what I need all of you to fixate on, to serve mankind, to love them, to assist them, to protect them, and again, to love them. Last year was disappointing to many, and even through the dismay, you remained faithful and tried to do your tasks. This was a test. There will be much more dismay in the coming years, and you must navigate through it and continue to serve me and others. Let us break down the word. All of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. You are all serving a purpose, guardians and spouses alike. Remain one-minded, my mind. Show compassion always, not judgment. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling. Despite the way you are treated by others or what you see others do, we do not act in kind. We are better than this world and the way they act. Jesus is your best example of this. He never judged them or sinned against them. I need all of you to try harder. Do not let your thoughts betray you. Sometimes they are filled with judgment and criticism, and I can hear you. But on the contrary, blessing, know that you were called to this. You are my children. I have laid into all of you many gifts. Therefore, use your gifts for the good. Within all of you lies many blessings, waiting to be distributed to others. Share your gifts and wisdom when the opportunity arises. I chose and called you to be servants. This is the purpose of your life, to be the ultimate servant known as the bride of Christ, that you may inherit a blessing. There is one final blessing that I wish to give to you all, to bring you home. Please focus your attention on this when you are down, saddened, or feel lost. I wish to bring you into your perfection. I love you all. Now get busy. Does anybody have any comment?
I can say
I've got
that
a question.
It never fails. Go ahead, Duke.
Sorry. This is actually going back a little bit. To the meditation session. So it was mentioned to ground the sixth and seventh chakra. I had the thought, if we are no longer comprised of energy from this earth, is there any reason that we couldn't ground all of our chakras to Father's throne?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Can you say that again?
Yeah, being that we are no longer comprised of energy from this earth, is there any reason that we couldn't ground all of our chakras to Father's throne?
Yes, because we are still physical beings here, and we need to ground ourselves to the earth so that we can still relate to everybody else that's here. So that's why I would still like 1 through 5 to be grounded to this planet.
Okay.
But that was a good question.
And I have another question related to that then, because we know that in meditation, the first chakra is grounded to the center of the earth. And so everything that comes in goes out that. Does it go through the other chakras as well?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's another reason why we need to be grounded that way, because then it goes and is destroyed.
Yeah, okay, because we don't want to start dumping all our negativity into Father's throne room.
Right.
He said he has enough problem.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
These are great questions. Anybody else?
So, just a quick comment on my part in relating to the word, the watchword. Over the last few days, it's been a difficult and trying time for me and personally. And you sit back and you wonder, why is it people can sit here and do all this crap to me, but I have to be so stinking nice back to them? Why do I have to keep eating dirt? You know? Doing some watching, some reading and some learning. There was a gentleman who explained the example of Jesus Christ, of course, never returned evil for evil. And then he moved on to two of the best other symbols away from Jesus would be Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. And I think the one that got to me the most was Martin Luther King Jr. That man would never repay evil with evil. And to know that there have been men and women that have walked this planet past Jesus that have been able to do that, then by golly, I sure can too.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a good thought. We don't have an excuse, do we?
I'd like to say unfortunately no, but no. We do not have an excuse.
We're still not at Gandhi's point even, right?
I'm not, no.
I'm not. Yeah.
I like to eat too, so probably never will be.
Anybody else? Great questions and comments. Thank you. Moving on to a deeper understanding. I picked this kind of topic. Father is with us. What does that mean for us? The first thing I thought of, we have his attention all the time. Sometimes I think we forget that when we're in an issue or a situation, that's not the first thing we think to do. Usually the first thing we think to do is to swear and get angry. And I would throw myself in that pile too and get upset about some situation. And a funny thing I've found out recently with myself is that after I've done stupid things like that, no joke, about a minute later, it wasn't as horrible as I thought it would be. And then I look at Father and I apologize. He has continually told us through all these years that he is with us. He is with everybody. He tells everybody that, so is Jesus. But for us on a different level, he's given us an assignment and a responsibility, which then means he expects more from you and I with the way we act. And he even said he needs us to try harder. So we have him to help us do those things. We need to call on him more. The second thing I thought was we have his understanding. I think that's something we take for granted, that he actually understands us because he created us. And he's told us in the past that he took years and decades to create each of us, to give us our shortcomings, to give us our strengths. And I'm not sure he also told you that in that process, there were weaknesses that he laid into each of us. And after he thought about it for a while, he realized that we would not be able to succeed. So he removed those from us and gave us something else. So he is very kind in the way he created us. And I think we take that for granted sometimes. We may fall under the excuse, well, I'm only human. Well, no, we're not. We're a little better than that. The other thing I thought is we have his compassion and his grace. So many times you and I make a mistake as we go through the day and we feel remorse and we can immediately turn to him and say, I'm sorry. And not once does he smack us in the back of the head and say, I'm not going to talk to you. Talk to me later when I'm not so busy, blah, blah, blah. No, he's always there for us to extend his compassion and grace. He also has given us some wonderful gifts. And these, I think sometimes we take for granted. The first gift he gave us was Jesus. He is our big brother, and we need to fall on him more. Not that we come crawling to him and he's our wailing wall like the Jews have. That's not what he's there for. But I will remind everybody that there's so many times where I have had a difficult time trying to explain to Father how I feel, despite him seeing my heart. I would like Jesus to go and intercede on my behalf. Remember that we always have Jesus who will intercede for us. The second gift that he gave us was the Holy Spirit. Here is a being who is an extension of Father, who knows him like the back of his hand. And that when you and I get into a difficult trouble, do we say to HS, could you please help me? Could you help me figure this out? Can you give me the understanding I need as this person is talking to me so that I can help them? We need to remember those gifts and we need to utilize them always. The fifth thing I thought is he gave us his holy sacraments, holy baptism. He took us heathens and he made us their friend or his friend then. He also gave us holy sealing where now we become his child, which I believe sometimes we take that for granted too. We forget that we are princes and princesses on a different level than this world, because this whole world believes they are children of God too. But you and I know we are. And in those moments when Satan kind of pokes at us and tells us that, eh, that's not a big deal. Your Father will forgive you for that. We literally talk ourselves out of feeling guilty, or we go and do it anyway. I don't know how many times I have said every Sunday to Father and the course of the week, here's my list of sins. You'll notice that they're all pretty much the same from last week. Some of them I've added more to that column than I should have. I promised him today, I said, I'm really going to make a conscious effort. And even this afternoon, I caught myself making some stupid judgment on a TV show we were watching. Even that counts against us, right? Even though they're a fictitious character, we're still judging. They don't even really exist either, too. So my wife will sometimes say to me, honey, it's a TV show. I know, but they should be doing better, right? No, that's stupid.
Darn then, writers.
Yes. And then he gave us Holy Communion, which for some of us who we've been at home now for a while, don't have that gift to partake in. But Father gives us that strength, knowing that we are here at home and we are connecting ourselves with the service and we are longing for something from him. He will put extra in the word for us. And when he forgives our sins, he will put extra strength in that too, so that we don't miss out on that. But I long for the time where we are healthy enough and everything's okay and we can go back and feel protected. The sixth thing he gave us is that we can ask and we can receive his forgiveness. Sometimes I think we take that for granted too. We so quickly are able to come to him and say, I'm sorry I did that. And sometimes I even find myself questioning, do I really have remorse as I'm asking him for that? Do I feel guilty? Or am I in a fit of, yeah, I got to answer for that. So now I'm going to answer for that. And I'm going to move this along because I'm in the middle of doing 12 things. Stop, my dear friends, my dear family, and realize how special that is, that we have his ear, that he's listening all the time to us, and that he's willing to forgive us when we ask him in the right way. And then the seventh thing I thought of is he will do everything in his power to bring us home. And he even ended with that tonight, that is his final blessing for us, to bring us all home to the kingdom. These are things that all of us need to ponder on and think about. Does anybody have any questions or anything they'd like to add?
Great points to ponder. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, I would like to share two things. Maybe right now is a fair time to do that.
That's
Lauren
fine.
Found a saying on, I think it was Facebook, or it doesn't really matter, social media. And she sent me a copy, and it's really cool. It says, and I did send a copy to Fred, so I'm sure he'll be able to post it. And it's handwritten, so someone did this. This year, I want to be more like Jesus. Hang out with sinners, upset religious people, tell stories that make people think, choose unpopular friends, be kind, loving, and merciful. Take naps on boats.
Perfect.
It really is nice.
That's very cool.
And then there's one other thing that I wanted to share. I wanted to share it last month, but I guess it wasn't the time to do that. Derek and I were talking about, or we were comparing what it was like giving healings. And we both, well, I made the comment first, but then we both realized that we felt this way periodically, that we felt like we missed something, or that something really wasn't shown to us, and we thought that we did something wrong, when in fact, we were being tested. So actually, Father was being tempted, because at times we'll give a healing and someone holds something back from us just to see if we get it.
Mm.
And, you know, I've those that's come up at the end. And then I think, well, I didn't get any impression. And I feel like I did something wrong. And when we were talking about that, it came to us that it wasn't us. Because Triland has said before, we can't mess up a healing. We do what Father wants, and he will be the blessing. But if someone is really saying, huh, I wonder if this will come up. Let's see. Let's test this. And we realize that, you know, that might be the attitude. And if it is, Father's not going to show it to us, because then he's giving in to that temptation.
Correct. He will not be provoked.
Right. Has anyone else had those experiences?
Okay. Early on, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was one particular person I tried to give a healing to multiple times and could feel it was wrong or missed something. But after the third time, I stopped feeling that way, because I thought there's nothing else I can do other than get an impression. I'm more of a radar at that point rather than a sound, you know, like a signal transmitter, right? So interesting that you bring it up again.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Anybody else got anything? Okay. Under the interesting tidbits, somebody sent me an article that the California Academy of Sciences added 213 new plant and animal species to the Tree of Life. The new species include 101 ants, 22 crickets, 15 fishes, 11 geckos, you can never have enough geckos, 11 sea slugs, 11 flowering plants, 8 beetles, 8 fossil echinoderms. They come from the same family as the starfish. I actually had to Google that.
Mm.
7 spiders, 5 snakes, 2 skinks. I had to Google that too. Those are lizards. Mm. I thought, why don't you just say lizard? 2 aphids, two eels, one moss, one frog, one fossil amphibian, one seahorse, one fossil scallop, scallops, one sea biscuit. I had to Google that. That's actually a sand dollar. One fossil sea lily and one new coral. Shows you that Father has been busy doing his magic and trying to astound the world. I found that fascinating and felt I should share that with you. Any questions?
Cool.
Is it true that he hid fossils just to annoy scientists?
Yes. Yeah. Also, because they, you know, somebody thinks that there weren't any dinosaurs. So,
right.
Right. There's proof there was.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. He has a sense of humor. He likes to wow man.
Yeah. That's, I read a saying said that God's biggest joke to scientists is the dinosaurs and fossils in general. He just likes leading them around by the nose, basically.
Right. And I think it's funny that Father has that kind of a nature that he would create such huge animals and that they would eat each other. You know, it's just, you put them in an arena and you watch them go, you know, and that's where we get our aggressive behavior from and our fun nature and all that stuff. That all comes from him. He's a nutbag. He really is.
And to think about, technology that we have today, and it's incredibly difficult for us to create a kidney. Like if when you have renal failure, you know, for us to replace a kidney, we can do that. But if we don't have one, we have to create a machine. That's huge. I mean, they're massive. It's just, it blows my mind just how amazing he is and just how incredibly and infinitely wise he was when he created everything.
Right. I mean, we spoke with somebody yesterday that said the human body is supposed to heal itself. But if we're not eating correctly and doing what we're supposed to be doing, then it's not going to work the way Father designed it. And recently I had a conversation with him and I said, I thought you told me that I could get off all these medications years ago. And he said, well, are you dieting? Are you changing your lifestyle? I said, this is not what we're discussing at this moment. We're talking about why you don't just think it and I'm all better. And he just smiles, you know, just smiles.
Yeah, it's due diligence on our part that we need to throw out the window.
We hold him accountable for things he says to us, but he certainly holds us accountable before he's going to deliver. Go ahead.
He's fair.
Yes.
He's what?
He's fair.
Oh.
Fair. He doesn't
I guess it depends on where you're coming from, who you are when you say that. But
that's right.
Right. Yep.
Wonderful. Okay, I got for topics for discussion. With everything that's been transpiring in the United States, it's hard to not be upset on any side of anything and to see how our government is handling things and how frustrating it can be to have conversations with people. And you get angry because you see these people who are not doing the right thing. They're getting away with murder and blah, blah, blah. And we could get into this whole political argument. But ultimately, what I'm just going to say is this. We need to stop focusing on this world. We need to stop getting caught up in the mayhem that is our government, because there's going to be a one world power. And a year ago, would you have ever thought that you would see what we're currently seeing? Or ever think, you know, Father told us the United States is going to fall. And he told us that about 3 years ago. And I sat in that moment and went, well, yeah, we kind of know the one world government's coming, but I don't think that's going to happen for years. And then he told us in November at our last meeting, he said, whomever I put in the White House, it is my will. So I ultimately will say, it doesn't matter who the president is or whatever political party's in there, his will be served. This government that we currently know is going to fall. And what he's taught us in this time through this whole COVID period is that despite being able to be with each other, he has given us venues to still connect. And that's why I'm thankful for this modern technology that we have, that we can literally see each other. I miss hugging everybody. I miss shaking hands. I miss all the get-togethers we used to have. But we do have the means to connect with each other, and we can do it via phone, video, whatever. So I would encourage everybody to stop getting caught up in the noise that is this world and focus on the spiritual, because that's where we want to go. Work on your meditation. Work on your gifts. Ask Father, what are my gifts? How can I use my gifts? What is my purpose? He told me that in this coming months, he's going to actually define to us what he would like us to do more of and where he's going to place us to do these things. So that's exciting. But we currently know what our job is: serve mankind, right? Protect mankind. Be a good person. For religions, we don't have any. You know, Trisus was kind of down and out for a while, so I gave him a month off because I'm a kind guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We discussed grounding your sixth chakra to Father's throne. You will get a wider throne. It's all good. And then in the same theme of Father is with us, I thought sometimes we take for granted or we forget that we need to go back to basics. Take a minute when you're by yourself and ask yourself, how is your faith? How is your prayer life? How is your relationship with Father, Jesus, and HS? And how is your relationship with each other? Do we reach out to each other? Do we talk to each other? Are we there for each other? When one of us gets a thought for one another, do we act on it? Or we just wait for that to pass and we just say a prayer? I know for a fact that many of you have been going through some difficult times. And I'll be honest, I gave you your space when I probably should have just called you. So this year, that's going to change. I will be nagging you and being a pain in your butt. When you're in your darkest moment, I'm going to call you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to contact you.
Do you have to move you to our spam folder?
Yes. In this same vein, I would like to offer everybody, personally from me, I will give 2 healings a year to each guardian and their spouse, because I think it's important that I give you a tune-up so that I know you're where you need to be the best effective you that you can be. And in the past couple weeks, I have given many of you healings this year. What we did in December in the past, that's last year. So I'm still offering healings. So if you just reach out to me, we can set a date. I usually work till 4:30. So I'm open to do healings after 4:30 usually. And I'm also open on the weekends. We can figure something out on a Saturday or even a Sunday afternoon. But I want you to know that Father is with you, and so am I. I offer myself to you more than I have in the past, because I'm not going to say for the first time I feel a sense of urgency from Father, but I will say that I feel a greater sense of urgency from Father, that we need to be ready and we can't have any excuses. So we need to work on our faith and our relationships with one another, and certainly our relationships with Father. Father continually offers to us the invitation to come and see him. Please take him up on it. If you are having a difficult time doing that, then you let me know, and I will personally get on the phone with you and I will take you there to see him. I will show you how to get there. Kicking and screaming if I have to. I'll drag you to his throne and shower you in his love. Okay? I offer that to all of you. The other thing I wanted to talk about was we need to go to the services. Okay? Now, there's a difference with physically showing up in a service and sitting there, and there's a difference with watching a recorded service or a live service and you're sitting in front of the TV. That's one thing. Then there's actively being a part of them that I think we miss out sometimes. If we're at home, we need to listen. We need to stay off our phones and our computers. And I will be honest, I do that sometimes too. I'm listening, but am I really listening? No. I'm not. We need to have the same respect for Father and his word as we do if we're sitting in the service. And I know sometimes that life kind of gets all over us and it drags us down. And when the minister is not being as creative as we would hope them to be, we trail off and we start solving our problems and creating more problems for ourselves. And we miss out on the little things. And then people say to me sometimes, well, I didn't get anything out of the service. Well, how active were you in the service? We ask Father for things up front, right? We pray during the week. We ask him for his forgiveness. We tell him we're looking for something. Sometimes I say to him, I don't know what I need, but I need something special from you. And then if we're distracted, we're going to miss out on it. We need to be a part of it. If you're in the service or even if you're at home, you can always create a gold sun above your head. I think sometimes we forget to do that. Create a gold sun, get in the center of your mind, and focus on the words. And imagine this. It's not the servant standing there. It's Father himself. He's standing there. Would we ever trail off in front of him? I know he kind of looks at me sometimes and does this. Focus, boy. Focus. Any questions? Any comments? Please add your two cents now.
I make a point of when I'm, instead of watching it on the TV, I watch on the computer, and then I full screen the service and then full screen the Bible app. And then I turn my phone over and I try to completely disassociate myself from anything other than the word. It works for me. I don't know if it's a suggestion, but I got tired of looking at the TV and then something would pop up on my computer or my phone. And it was like, well, okay. You know, and when you're home, it's easy to just look down and go, oh, well, I'm just going to look at my phone for a second. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, what? And I have actually rewound the service because I have missed entire sections of the service. And we I feel bad. It's like, please forgive me, Father, but I got to do this because it's there, right? If it was a recorded service. So,
right. And if we don't like something, then we fast forward, right?
Oh, well, I definitely do that. That's, you know, blah, blah, blah. Next, you know, 10 seconds forward. No, I'm just kidding. I've never done that. Right. That's funny.
I think it's disappointing to me that they only have one servant now because I would rather they do two because you do get something more when the second person comes up sometimes.
And why aren't they celebrating communion? I don't get that.
They said that if you're not physically there in the congregation and you're connected to them, they will not do Holy Communion because you're not there. So they will only do the forgiveness of sins.
So I pronounce my own now because I got on the wayward member or whatever list. Mm-hmm. So I have my little plastic thing of communion, but I just missed
it. And it's consecrated.
Yep. It's already consecrated. And then I say the words and all that, but fine.
Wait, there's communion on demand?
No.
Only if you're an outcast member.
Okay.
The director thought he had already set me up on that. And I had mentioned, I'm like, man, sure it'd be nice to get some crispy Jesus every once in a while. And he's like, what? I'm like, Sam gave me some from like October and I've been splitting them. And he goes, well, why aren't you getting them every month? And I went, I don't know. So he finally set me up on that. So it's great. I actually got my packet on Monday. So I get, six wafers? I think six in a little plastic container with the word of life and all that, which is really nice.
Good.
Well, that's
don't take
awesome
them all at once. Your head
I was just going to say, you could hammer all six of them at one time if you really had to.
I thought of doing that. I could be running around here on purpose.
He's got Jesus in him.
Speaking of that, so Father came to me on one of the days in the hospital, this last hospital, and I was bad. I was feeling so down. And he's squeezing me, and he's giving me a hug, and he goes, you know, and he leans in, he goes, you said you'd run around literally when I heal you. So I expect you to run around. I went, oh, about that. I'm not really a runner. And he goes, I expect you to run around. I'm like, yes, sir, I will run around. So I'm holding him to June. That was the promise that he made me, that June we'll see something as a healing or getting stronger. So he reminded me of my promise to run around. So I got to get some new shoes because the ones I got, I cannot run around in. It's very sloppy. So
I'll tell you, the miracle isn't that he's going to heal you. It's that he got a Ryback to run.
Yeah,
that is the miracle.
And I said, I'm going to look like a big bear running downhill, like John Candy in the one movie, you know, Stripes, you know, my arms flailing all over.
It's okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to run. I have never run, but I will when he heals me. That's the least I can do.
And we'll all keep praying for that.
Thank you.
Trisus actually said to me, he goes, Father promised me that he would do this for me. Do I have the right to hold him to his word? And I said, yes, you do. All of us do. But the funny thing is he holds us to our word too. So when we follow through with what we told him we would do, he's more than happy to do what we ask of him, but he doesn't cut us any slack. That's not going to happen. He's ungracious when it comes to that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope he didn't hear me.
He didn't.
It tries just a quick question. If you don't mind, it's up to you. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. Were you able to move forward with what we had discussed previously? Back in November, I think, as far as like a nutritionist, and have you seen or heard anything of Raphael? Because if not, then we have to sit down and have a discussion with him.
I have been derailed. I was derailed. It's been on my mind. I'm hoping that now I'm on a healthier track that I can, but I had been sick prior to my foot with something else.
Okay.
I was, even when we were talking that night, I was feeling pretty crappy. So I think Father caused this infection in my toe to get me into the hospital, to get me with the doctors, because I feel better than I did even prior to this last round. So whatever was going on in my body is actually healed. And I feel better, if that makes sense. So
It does make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine how you feel, but that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm going to make a point now this week, now without the fog of the antibiotics and you know, worry and all that. Now I can finally concentrate on what we discussed.
Not the Mandalorian, the
Dadalorian.
That's cute.
The Dadalorian. Is he?
We can hear you, Fred. Okay. The other thing I wanted to bring up is that we are not victims of Satan. We are stronger than he is. And even though he was bound for a couple of weeks, his cohort still did their thing. And he's been loosed since the beginning of this month. He's still doing his thing. We don't have any excuse to think that, you know, why is he picking on me and I can't do this and I am all those things that he keeps telling me that I am. Please grow a backbone, stand up to him and tell him to go. He has to, because the strength that's in you and the life that you have from Father blinds him, and he's a coward. The minute you face him, he's going to run away. He's a bully and a coward. So I would just say to you, you are stronger than this world and you are stronger than him. Be you.
Quick question around that and maybe some other topics combined into one.
That's fine.
How do you have any suggestions as to how to manage the crap that guy brings up and the crap that comes with the world? How do we manage what we see in the world to maintain and take care of our worldly responsibilities? And I struggle understanding, okay, yeah, I know I believe in God and I trust in him and I know he's got me covered, but at the same time, I got stuff to do that if I don't do, I can't just like sit back and say, well, it's on you, Father. Like, you know, like, for instance, I have to keep one eye on the news and one eye on the devil, on Satan. And
he's in the news.
Well, yeah, right. I know he's the one writing it, basically.
Yes.
So how do I keep an eye on that to know when I should be like, oh, it's time to move out of Michigan because we're going to be in lockdown for the next year or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
How do we, as who and what we are, how do we manage the worldly and the spiritual side of things? It's easy to say, well, we just hand it over to Father and he'll take care of it. But at the same time, Father's got to, at some point, got to say, hey, I gave you a noodle. Use it.
Right.
You can do this. I know you can.
Correct. These are great questions. Thank you. The first thing that I would say is someone asked me this week, should I get a gun? And I said, if you choose to do that, that's your choice. I'm not going to tell you not to. My wife and I have discussed many times about getting one, just based on this world and what's currently happening. We ever thought that somebody would storm the Capitol and then people would be shot and things like that?
It boils down to self-defense, right? Or
correct.
The thought of being able to defend yourself if needed.
Correct. So okay. Do what you wish, what you can do for yourself, what comes to your heart. That's all born out of HS, okay?
Okay.
Yes, Father can protect us, but we can protect ourselves too. And if we have that means, I would say go do it. The second thing I do for myself is when I'm listening to all this noise, the first thing I say is, can I do something to change that? No. Okay, right. Then I can't do anything. But if something comes up where it is within my power to do something, then I will.
And I'm not even saying necessarily maybe do something, but okay, how does that
to manage
now,
it?
How does that have affect my life? And now how do I have to change what I'm doing in my life
okay.
to
right.
reroute or to stay safe from whatever?
Correct. And in those moments too, I turn to Father all the time. What do you think? You can do the same thing. That's where I'm saying again, we can fall back on HS to help us figure things out. We can fall back on Jesus. You know, Father's all busy creating new species, so we don't want to bother. Utilize the other two, right?
Yeah.
We have so many things at our disposal that sometimes I think we think it's so small and insignificant that they're not going to care. If it's troubling you, they care.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, because there's times where I'm like, man, it would really be nice to know if this, this, and this. And then I go to Father and say, hey, what about this, this, and this? And you just get a smile. And you're like, no, no, really, what about this, this, and this? And he just smiles back at you, just like.
Because that is, because what that bears on is probably your free will. And he can't interfere with that. So what you can do then is sit down and figure out for yourself, what's the pros and cons? If I do this, what's going to happen then? If I don't do anything, what's going to happen then? And I think you'll figure it out then. And I'll pray for you because I know in this time we all need more wisdom. And Father gave that to us tonight.
Yeah.
And it's been steadily coming here for me over the last couple of weeks. It seems like every time I pray for wisdom and understanding, he puts me through a bunch of crap and then says, okay, here's your wisdom and understanding.
Maybe you need to say, can I have some wisdom and understanding without a lesson?
I can't wait till you're a public speaker. I can't wait. All this crap and other stuff. You're so real, man. I can't. And here we have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be right. You.
I don't know how else to be.
Be you. That's awesome.
If I could share something that
sure.
that kind of helped me to focus. So a gift was given to me that I could think of someone and they'd come. And that happened when I was basically separated from the team for a while. And fortunately, Father left that with me. And it's amazing because, you know, my best friend, my brother Bob, I think about him and he comes. And one day I'm driving along and I thought of him and he showed up next to me and I said, how's it going? He said, it's so exciting right now. And we're in the midst of this world. And that kind of struck me. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it's so exciting right now. And I said, so all this stuff that is going on here, he said, oh, that has no consequence. It's always been like that. The world is always like that. And Father's plan isn't about the circumstances of the world. It's about the condition of the soul. And it was like, wow. Mm. And so you think about that, and my brother could tell me that. Father doesn't say it that clearly. We've asked him so many things, and he just looks at us, and then he's basically saying, you'll figure it out. But when Bob said that, it just made it so crystal clear that all of this stuff that we're going through makes no difference at all.
Right.
And Father's got us no matter what. And it was also kind of interesting because I was talking with someone in our family, and this was quite a few months ago, and everything for 20 minutes was COVID-19, COVID-19, have to do this, got to watch this, we have to be careful in 20 minutes. And I said, do you realize that we didn't talk anything about spiritual stuff? Well, what do you mean? And I said, we watch the news, but we don't talk about the news after it's done. And I said, and we don't even talk about COVID-19. Yeah, we're taking care of ourselves. We're going to do the right thing, and we're going to make sure we know what's going on. But it was interesting because the things that we should be working on are, okay, so what is the bride going to do today? Father, you want me to be the bride? I'm going to try to be the bride. What do you want me to do? And it's not about making plans. You know, and the thing is, I definitely say, okay, what jobs are you going to give me, and how should I do them? Give me wisdom and all of that. But it's the spiritual stuff that makes all the difference. And Bob made it crystal clear. And fortunately, it's been probably 6 months since that happened. So it's been so peaceful in our lives. And it's amazing. Really nice.
It's amazing. Bob said all that in one sentence.
I know. But the thing is, it's so cool. He never talked.
No.
And he never said, I love you. And we never hugged. We do now.
That's awesome.
It is, because wonderful. He's faith starter. That's who he is.
That's right.
I can tell you every time my kids see a bird of prey flying around, Uncle Bobby, Uncle Bobby, all three of them.
No doubt about it.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
The last thing I wanted to ask is that Trisus asked, he said, can I go into a realm by myself, or can I pick a realm? And I said, that's a fantastic idea. So I would like all of you to think of a realm. And if you're having a difficult time figuring out what realm, you can ask Jesus to come and help you. And he and your archangel will take you there, and they'll bring you to a realm that really needs some Father through us. They need that human factor from us because of something you and I have experienced. They need empathy. They need to know that we here on this earth care about them. And the service for the departed is coming up in March. And it's something that a lot of people just don't think about. And I'm going to keep banging that drum, because they are so forgotten and they are so neglected. And as guardians, we dwell on both sides, there and here. So I'd ask everybody before the next meeting, if you could please make the time, talk to Jesus, find a realm. And then I would ask that we discuss that in the next meeting. Your experience doesn't need to be a 45-minute diatribe. Okay. It could just be the highlights and that, and I'm holding you to it. That's why I want to share it with everybody, because I want to make sure that we as guardians are carrying out what Father expects us to do. And we'll find the time, just pray about it. If you think to yourself, you know, my heart isn't in the right place right now, then don't go, right? You ask Father to give you the right moment, to give you the right heart, because if we go and we're not prepared, what are we bringing them? Don't bring this world to them. I would encourage you that before you go spend some time with Father a little bit, right? Show up in front of his throne, get a hug from him, let him tell you something, because you know he's always wanting to tell us something if we just sit and listen for a minute. And then we can go And now we're filled with his life, and we'll give his word to everybody that we come across. And now we have our purpose. We are to be the bride of Christ. We're to be the servant. That's ultimately what our job is. Okay? Thank you.
Anybody we're not going to show questions? Up in full armor, right? We're just going to be like us, right?
Correct. We will dress down. Okay.
All right.
Yes. We don't want to blind them and scare them.
I was thinking if I show up, yeah, that would not be a good thing. I would scare them.
You can wear your kilt.
Oh, I didn't know I had one.
Make sure it's not a windy realm.
That's right. Yeah. Bring a rope. Tie it around your legs.
I'll wear a robe. How's that? In honor of my father. My dad.
Yes. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add? That was everything that I wanted to cover this evening. Thank you, everybody, for participating. It was a wonderful meeting. It was good to see everybody's faces and feel your hearts. I asked Aquos if he would close the meeting for us. So, Aquos, please.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you asked me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't ask Aquos. That's right. I asked Trisus. I'm sorry. Just putting you on your toes there.
I'm present. Sorry.
Trisus, go ahead.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for a great opportunity to share each other's feelings, to hear your word, and to get the strength we need. We've been beaten up this last month, and with everything that we've experienced personally and spiritually, Father, it's great to know that you've given us more tasks, not less. You don't give up on us, and we thank you for that. We pray, Father, that we can honor your requests and that we can be the guardians you need us to be. We pray, Father, that we can be you in our tasks coming up in the different realms, but also in our lives. We ask, Father, for that strength and that fingertip sensitivity. We've heard about that since we were children, being able to understand what to say, when to say, how to say it. We pray, Father, that we can have that fine-tuned radar and that we can use the Holy Spirit. And we can use Jesus, Father, in all of these things. We love you so much. And again, we ask, Father, for just the gumption, Father, to want to do this. Sometimes our lives get all troubled, and even we think about what we've done during the day or the week, and we look back at the month and go, man, what did I do? Please let us get out of that nasty habit and be able to have the gumption to prove to you that we can be the guardians. We know that protecting the bride is coming up. It's going to be something that we're going to have to do daily. We ask, Father, for that strength to do so. We love you, and again, we thank you so much for what you've done for us. And we pray and ask all this in his son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Love you guys. Alrighty.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, you. Love you all. Have a great week.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. All right. Good night.